إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue reading the explanation of this first principle from these six principles that are compiled by our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. قال شيخ الإسلام: وكون أكثر القرآن في بيان هذا الأصل من وجوه شتى بكلام يفهمه أبلد العامة. Still in the first principle and the first of the six foundations, إخلاص توحيد versus شرك. He says, and the Quran, the majority of the Quran explains this. He explains this أصل, the توحيد, and warns against شرك. In many angles, in many ways, there is many ayats that explain the Tawheed clearly and its opposite, the Shirk. Everybody understands, even the laymen understand this. Everybody understands, it's so clear, ayats are so clear. In the explanation, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله: الله جل وعلا يقول وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. In the Quran Allah says, and worship Allah and do not associate with Him anything or anyone in worship. هل هذا كلام غامض? He says, is this statement ambiguous, confusing to understand? Worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him anything or anyone in worship. العوام يفهمونه. Says the layman, those people who didn't study, they understand what Allah says. عَبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him anything or anyone in worship. قَلْ يَفْهَمُونَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَمْرِ بِالْعِبَادَ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الشِّرْكِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَتَعَلَّمُوا. He says the layman, even though they didn't have an education, secular education, but they understand from this ayah that Allah is commanding them to worship Him alone. And He commands them to stay away from shirk. يَعْرِفُونَ هَذَا مِنْ لُغَاتِهِمْ. They know this because of the language. هَذِهِ آيَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَالْقُرْآنُ مُمْلُوءٌ مِنْ مِثْلِ هَذَا. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzani said, this is only one ayah. And as for the Qur'an, there is so many verses like this, clear, where Allah commands the people with Tawheed, with Ikhlas al-Ibadah, that the Ibadah should be performed only for Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is very clear. قَلْ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَيَقْرَأُونَهَا لَكِنْ لَا يُفَكِّرُونَ فِيهَا. He said, these verses, they read it, they recite it, they pass by this ayah. It's not like the first time they hear it, but they don't reflect upon its meanings. يقول الله تعالى وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Same ayah the Shaykh Salih Fawzan repeat again. Allah says, and worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him partners anything. So this is clear مفهوم. They hear this, they read this, and they say, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, Ya Badawi, Ya Tijani, Ya Abdul Qadir. Allah telling them to worship Him alone, to devote all actions of worship for Him alone, in a very simple way. It's not something that is ambiguous for them, or somebody has to break it down for them. Worship Allah alone is clear. Everybody understands this statement. But still they call upon other people. Some they call upon Ali radiallahu anhu. They call upon Hussein, his son, Badawi, Tijani, Abdul Qadir. يَصْرُخُونَ وَيَصْرِحُونَ وَيُنَادُونَ بِعَلَىٰ أَصْوَاتِهِمْ يَا فُلَان يَا فُلَان وَفُلَان هَذَا مَيِّت. Ayah is clear. Worship Allah. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ Worship Allah alone. Devote all actions of worship for Allah. And dua is an act of worship. They know this. They read this ayah. They understand it. And still they call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They yell with their voices, with their loud voices, calling upon so and so, and those so and so they did. I want to share with you a statement from the explanation of our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Dr. Abdul Razzaq Al-Badr, Hafidahullah, the son of our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama, Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr, Hafidahullah. Because he's one of the Mashaykh who has explained that also sits as well, amongst many others, like Shaykh Ubaid Al-Jabiri and Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen and many others. He mentioned here in this point, there is a shubha, he says. There is a shubha, a doubtful matter that the shaitan casts in the hearts of these people. They read the Quran and they understand it. He mentions a story, the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq Al-Abbad. He mentioned a story that he himself, Hafidahullah, he read in one of the books. And that story is pertaining to the Shaykh. He mentioned this. He says, because the one who commits shirk, certain people, they are upon shirk, the Shaykh says. Now is the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq Al-Abbad. He says, as for those people who commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you bring them ayats from the Quran that refute the shirk they are upon, they don't accept those ayats. And they bring you excuses instead to accept the ayats. This is the ayats in the Quran. Instead to accept those ayats, they refute the shirk they are upon, the Shaykh, he says, they won't accept them, and they try to justify. Why? Because of a shubha in their hearts. Because of a doubt that has been cast in their hearts by somebody else. Their mashayikh, as the Shaykh is going to say later on. قَلْ مَعَنَّ الْآيَاتِ وَاضِحَ جِدًّا. He says, even though those ayahs that is brought to them is very clear, like this one, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive shirk, but He forgives anything else. Whoever commits shirk, all his deeds will be void, and in the hereafter will be amongst the losers. Clear ayahs. They're against shirk. But still that person who commits shirk find a way to reject and not to accept this ayat because of a shubha. One of the many shubha and doubtful matters, they say, it's not for other than the scholars, the great scholars, to use Quran as a proof. That's what they say, this is a shubha. They say, if you're not from the great scholars, you cannot bring ayats as a proof from the Quran because you don't understand the Quran. You do not understand the Quran, so don't bring me no ayats from the Quran unless you are from the great scholars. And this is not the awam, the laymen, the beginners in this religion. They have no right to go and say, look, قال الله يا أخي, this is wrong because Allah said. So the Shaykh, he mentioned this story that he has read in one of the books. The summary of it, that a person from those that Allah has guided them to the Tawheed, alhamdulillah, a person that Allah has guided the Tawheed and the Sunnah, from those that Allah guided them to the Tawheed and the Sunnah, he was in a gathering once with this man from the laymen. And this man of the laymen, he did something, an act of shirk. He did an act of shirk. So the person whom Allah guided him to the Sunnah, The person whom Allah guides to the Sunnah and to Tawheed, he explained to that person that their action is a shirk. Is a shirk. And he recited to him some of the ayats, clear ayats from the Quran about shirk. Everybody understand them. So now in this case, you would think that this man would say, Subhanallah, Allah said this, La ilaha illallah. He would say, La ilaha illallah. What surah, ya akhi? Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feek. What surah? Surah al-Nisa? No, let me write it down. Subhanallah, I know other people that do the same thing. Subhanallah, I grow up doing this and I see my people doing it. Jazakallahu khairan, the ayah is clear. No, this man didn't accept it. Why he didn't accept? Because of a shubha that is stuck to his heart. Why? Because he's looking at the person who's giving him the nasiha. He looks at that person who told him, Qala Allah, Allah says in the Quran. And he said to him, it's not permissible for you nor for me to use the Quran. Proof? It's not for you. We're not from the ulama al-ijtihad. We're not from the great scholars. We didn't reach that level of a great scholars for me and you to use the Quran as a proof. And these great scholars, they have characteristics and signs and qualification. You and me, we have none of them. So, me and you, we have no right to use the Quran as a proof because me and you, we do not understand the Quran. See, he said to him, because me and you, we do not understand. The Quran is understood by the great scholars, so therefore for me and you is not permissible. It's not permissible for me and you and those who in our level to use Quran as a proof. You don't tell me, Qala Allah, you are not from the great scholars. See this subha? Even though the ayah is clear. He said, me and you, we have no right. It's not permissible for us to use one ayah from the Quran as a proof, because we are not from the great scholars, those who reach a level. The Shaykh says this is the shubha, subhanallah, a doubtful matter that many people are suffering from. This man, he read the Quran. You find people, they read the Quran, they memorize the Quran, and they read the ayahs of Tawheed. They read it in Salat, in Taraweeh. And they read the ayahs that forbade shirk. But that person doesn't try to understand what they read. They don't try. They don't try to understand the true meaning of those ayahs. But rather, his understanding stays the same as their mashayikh of dalal, of falsehood, tell them. Tell them, look, do not try to understand the Quran because you're not in a level yet. It's only for us. Whatever we tell you, you do it. Don't you ever try to say Allah says you understand from this ayah something, because no. Just stick to what we tell you, subhanAllah. Dalal, falsehood. So, that man that Allah has guided him to the Tawheed and the Sunnah, he was quiet. He didn't want to argue with this layman. When he told him, listen man, you're not from the ulama. Okay, and this, it's not permissible for you to use the Quran as a dalil, and this and that. So he was quiet. He was quiet for a while. وَبَعْدَ مُدَّ يَسِيرَ أَتَتْ بِنْتْ Then this little girl, young little girl, maybe 7 or 8. A young girl actually. The Shaykh didn't mention the age. He says a young girl came and sat next to that man who committed the act of shirk. He said to him, who is this? He said, this is my daughter. That's my daughter, with a smile in his face. Then the person whom Allah got into a Tawheed and Sunnah, he says, why don't you marry her? Why don't you marry her? The man get angry. غضب الرجل وتعجب لسؤاله.
That man got very angry and he was amazed from this question. Who would ask such question? This is my daughter, man. You didn't hear me right? This is my daughter. He says, yeah, so what? Marry her. He says, that's impossible. Mustahil, ya akhi. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? It's my daughter. I'm telling you, my daughter. Is something wrong with you? He says, no, nothing wrong with me, akhi. Why not? If she's your daughter, why can't you marry her? Then the man who committed shirk said to him, don't you read the Quran? Don't you read the Quran, akhi? Is something wrong with you? He says, yeah, I read the Quran. He says, didn't you hear the statement of Allah, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ? Your mothers and your daughters are haram for you to marry? See? He's the man who's... So the man, he said to him, so why are you using this? This is Quran. Why are you using this as a proof? This is Quran, man. See? The Shaykh, he says, look, now, here's the point the Shaykh is making. If someone is following desires, someone is afflicted by shubha, doubtful matters, if you bring him a dalil, if you bring him a proof from the Quran that refute the desire they are upon and the force they are upon, they won't accept it because of this shubha. But if the same person talk about other matters that he is pleased with, you will find him using the Quran as a proof. You find him using the Quran as a proof. This person who commits shirk, when the ayats that warns against shirk are recited to them, they don't accept it. And they find many excuses. And they justify that denial in many ways. But and they won't accept the ayats because of this shubha. But then they can accept the ayats that talks about akhlaq, about manners, good etiquettes, transactions, yeah, ayats, and other than that. But the ayats that refute his shirk because he really attached to it, he's like, no, he's gonna try to find a way to get out of it. As for the ayats, the clear ayats that refute shirk and command the people to stay away from shirk because of what has already been established in the heart of that person from the shubha, that turns you away from tawheed and sinked that person deeply in shirk. Now he will refuse to accept those ayat. They're from the Quran. It's not like something else. Ayat from the Quran. The Shaykh says, and du'atul dalal, those callers to falsehood and deviation, they have many principles they have set in this chapter here to cause the people away astray, to cause the people to go far away in dalal. That the Shaykh al-Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, he mentioned some of them in this point towards the end of these principles. And he draw the attention of the Muslims to the danger of this shubha. We go back to the statement of, to the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala. قال هذا الذي ينادي الميت ويصرخ ربما أنه يحفظ القرآن بالقراءات السبع أو العشر ويجوده تجويد المنقطع النظير يقيمه إقامة السهم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكنه يعتني بحروفه ويضيع حدوده. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he says, this person who commits shirk by calling upon dead people, oh Ali, Hussein, Badawi, Tijani and the like, Rubama says, maybe you find some of them memorize the whole Quran, not just know one ayah or two, memorize the Quran. Some of them, they may even know seven modes of recitation, not just one, seven modes of recitation.
When you come to Tajweed, MashaAllah, you can take classes from them. They're good in Tajweed. They're very good in Tajweed, but they care about its letters, but they don't care about its meanings and rulings and regulations. And he will correct everybody here, maybe in this room. Oh, ha is not like that. Comes from here. Go over there. You made a mistake in a dal. Ah, seen. You make a mistake in a ain. Oh, that mad is not enough. Oh, idgham is not right. They know these things. But then they commit shirk, wa'ayyadu billah, and they read ayats that command them to stay away from shirk. يقول الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله القرآن كله في التوحيد. لأن الشيخ صالح الفوزان رحمه تعالى he says در الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله he says the Quran is about توحيد. The whole Quran is about توحيد. نعم teach us about توحيد. Why? He explained. قال لأنه إما أمر بعبادة الله وترك الشرك. Because you find ayats. Whether you find ayats in the Quran that command us to worship Allah alone and to avoid shirk and stay away from shirk. وَإِمَّا بَيَانٌ لِجَزَاءِ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَجَزَاءِ أَهْلِ الشِّرْكِ. Or you find other ayats that tells us about the reward of the people of Tawheed and the retributions and the punishments of the people of shirk. وَإِمَّا فِي أَحْكَامِ الْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حُقُوقِ التَّوْحِيدِ. Or you find ayats that talks about the halal and the haram. Things that are permissible for you and things that are not permissible. And this is connected to Tawheed. Because the one who is upon Tawheed should act upon the halal and stay away from the haram. وَإِمَّا قَسَسٌ عَنِ الرُّسُلِ وَأُمَمِهِمْ وَمَا حَصَلَ بَيْنَهُمْ مِنْ الْخُصُومَاتِ وَهَذَا جَزَاءُ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالشِّرْكِ. Or you find other ayats and other chapters that talk to us about the stories of the prophets and the messengers with their people and what took place between them and what is the reason to tawheed and shirk. All what the messengers they went through and the prophets because they calling their people to tawheed and warn them against shirk. قال فالقرآن كله توحيد من أوله إلى آخره. He says Quran, all of it is about Tawheed. Is about Tawheed. From the beginning chapter, the first chapter to the last chapter, is about Tawheed. وَمَا هَذَا يَقْرَؤُونَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَهُمْ مُقِيمُونَ عَلَى الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ وَيَقُولُونَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ بِهَا. He says, with this, they recite the Qur'an, but they steal upon shirk وَلَيَعْلَى بِاللَّهِ. You find people, they recite the Quran, but they act upon shirk. And they remain upon shirk. Shirk al-akbar, major shirk. They say la ilaha illallah, and they do not act upon it. هم في وادٍ والقرآن ولا إله إلا في وادٍ آخر. إنما هي ألفاظ على اللسان فقط. They are in one direction, while the Quran and La ilaha illallah on the other opposite direction. They just recite the Quran with their tongue. That's it. Do not act upon its meanings. قال الشيخ لو تسأل واحدا منهم ما معنى لا إله إلا الله لقال لك لا أدري أنا لم أتعلم. Same person, he memorized the whole Quran, recited it very well, beautiful recitation, tajweed. And he would ask that person, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? He would say to you, I don't know. I ain't learned that. He ain't learned that. فَنَقُولُ لَهُ. The Shaykh said, we say to this person, إِذَا أَنْتَ تَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَلَا تَعْلَمْ مَا مَعْنَاهَا. We say to you, you say La ilaha illallah. Because you say it's there in the adhan, in the salat. You say La ilaha illallah, but you don't know what it means. You don't know its meaning. هل هذا يليق بالمسلم؟ Is it befitting with a Muslim really to say something he don't know? And especially when that thing is not anything, is La ilaha illallah. Is that would lead the people to the Jannah? How could a Muslim, really a Muslim, that's what entered them to Islam to say, Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah, and they don't know its meaning?
what it means. قال الشيخ حفظه الله تقول كلاما لا تعرف معناه ولا تهتم به.
He said, how could it be possible for a person to say things that he don't know what he means? How could a person repeat something many times for years and never try to understand what he means? Never try to understand what he means. Subhanallah, if one of us, this is between, you know, parenthesis, if one of us, if you don't speak Chinese, you know, and you have a person in Chinese that work with you and he come to you and say, I am going to teach you this sentence. Okay? And he tell you that sentence in Chinese. I don't want to make up something because you never know. You make up stuff and you may get somewhere. You're in big trouble. So I'm going to leave it alone. Okay? Somebody come to you and say, look, you know Chinese? Oh, no, not even a letter of Chinese. No, I love Chinese food, but halal, but speaking Chinese, man, it's okay, man. I like General Tso, you know. I like fried rice. All right, what else? That's it? Huh? Foyan something, huh? Egg foyan, huh? Hey, shrimp lo mein. All right, I like that stuff. But I don't know one letter, man. He said, okay. Since you like our food, I'm teaching this sentence. Say after me. Would you say it? Would you learn it? And would you go for 10 years saying it? What would you first say? What does it mean? He said, don't worry about me, doesn't matter. What do you mean? Make fun of me? Because he may teach you something that's not good. He may teach you something that you're insulting yourself. Mm-hmm. And you go to Chinese, you smile. Oh, no, 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 no. And you're insulting yourself. But nobody wants to put himself into that, right? You gotta say, okay, mom, hey, I want to learn, but what is it? What this sentence mean, man? I want to know. Because once you learn it and you talk and then somebody say, what does it mean? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You've been saying this to us, been hearing you saying it many times, man. Man, we got headaches, but you heard him saying this. You don't know what it means? No, I don't know what it means. What about if that thing is La ilaha illallah? People say La ilaha illallah, they don't know what it means. Ask them what it means, it's like, no, we don't know. يقولون شيئا فقلت أو تقول سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلت مثل ما يقول المنافق في القبر إذا سئل يقول سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلت مجرد محاكاة. He said, or a person may say, I don't know what he means, I just heard the people saying it and I said it. So this is the exact answer that the hypocrites will say in the grave. The Sheikh says, a hypocrite when he's asked in the grave, he will say, I don't know, I just said whatever I heard the people saying. I heard something that the people say and I said what they said. Without understanding and without acting upon. Because once you understand, you have to act upon that meaning. Don't act upon its opposite or upon anything else. As Allah tells in Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 171. Somebody give me Noble Quran, inshallah, if you can. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء. Any time tonight, inshallah. إلا دعاء ونداء. جزاك الله خيرا. صم بكم فهم لا يعقلون. طيب, that's the ayah 171 in Surah. إيش؟ Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm going to read to you the translation, inshallah. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلُ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً أَصَمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And the example of those who disbelieve is as that of him who shouts to those flock of sheep that hears nothing but calls and cries. They are deaf, dumb, and blind. So they do not understand. They do not understand. قال شبههم الله بالبهائم. شيخ صالح حفظه الله says these people who they say things they don't understand what it is, Allah resembled them to cows, to sheep, to animals. تسمع صوت الراعي وتسمع الحداء وتمشي على صوت الراعي وهي لا تفهم معناه. They hear the voice of the shepherd and they follow. They don't know what he says, what he means. Just the voice. Just the sound. And for that reason you find, look, the sheep, a herd of sheep or goat, they follow the butcher to the slaughterhouse. They follow him or not? Huh? They don't know. Even he's talking to the other guy next to him. Yeah, that's nice. We're going to make some nice steak from this one right there. Just wait until we get done with it, slaughter it. They still follow him. If they know what he's talking about, if they know that they've been taken to be killed, they're going to follow? I don't think so. And we know, because sometimes, subhanAllah, you take the sheep over there, they smell the blood, especially if you already slaughter one, and you try to get the other one, they try to run. SubhanAllah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تَدْعُوا الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Now the Shaykh is going to explain another statement still in the first principle. ثُمَّ لَمَّا سَارَ عَلَى أَكْثَرِ الْأُمَّةِ مَسَارَ أَذْهَرَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ الْإِخْلَاسِ فِي سُورَةِ تَنَقُّسِ الصَّالِحِينَ وَالتَّقْسِيرِ فِي حُقُوقِهِمْ. Then when there occurred to the Ummah what occurred to it, Shaytan presented to them what they think and they presume to be ikhlas by portraying a picture of belittlement of the righteous people, an absence of the fulfillment of their rights. And he made shirk to appear amongst them in the form of love of the righteous and their followers. قال الشيخ الفوزان إذا قيل لهم لا تدعوا المخلوقين لا تستغيثوا بهم ادعوا الله وحده استغيثوا بالله وحده اسألوا الله توجهوا إلى الله لا تتوجهوا إلى القبور والأموات. So now when the du'at al-mukhlasin, al-muwahideen, the sincere du'at who call to tawheed and warn against shirk, they want good for the people. When they say to these people who commit shirk by calling upon dead people, some of those dead people, yes, they used to be righteous when they were alive, but they call upon them and seek refuge with them and ask them for things that are only to be asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they said to them, do not call upon creatures. These are creature beings. Do not seek refuge with them. Call upon Allah alone. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah. Turn to Allah, not to these people in their graves. Turn to Allah and ask Allah. Do not turn yourselves to the graves and to the dead people in the graves. What they say? You will think like, Jazakallah khairan, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. We thank Allah for saving us from shirk. We've been doing this for years. We thank Allah for sending you, subhanallah. This is ni'mah from Allah. That's what they're supposed to do. And to say, no. They say, anta tatanaqqasul awliya. Ah, you're talking bad about these righteous men. See how they flip the script? They want to turn the table against the person who's calling to the haqq. They're like, oh, you're saying this, we don't call upon them because you don't like them. You're telling us not to call upon them because you don't like them. هؤلاء الأولياء قدرهم عندنا أن نجلهم ونحترمهم ونهتف بأسمائهم. Look at the shubha. And they say, instead to pay attention, they say, these people that they call upon, they say they love them. They were righteous people. It's okay, we love them too. We love Ali radiallahu anhu. We don't love Ali? Do we love Ali or not? Yes, we love Ali radiallahu anhu. We love Hussein or we don't love him? We love Hussein radiallahu anhu. Naam. And the righteous people, awliya Allah, we love them or we don't love them? We love them. So that's what dir shubha. They say, no, we love them. We respect them. That's why we call upon them. هذا قدرهم. And this is the least thing we do to show respect to this
to this righteous people. We call upon them, and we call upon them with their names. وَأَنْتَ تَتَنَقَّسُهُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَرِفُ بِفَضْلِهِمْ. And you disrespect them. You don't give them the respect that is due to them. قال الشيخ صالح فوزان هكذا يقولون لدعاء التوحيد. The mushrikeen, from the ghulat al-sufiyya, from those drowning in sufis and others, that's what they say to the callers of tawheed. When they call them, call upon Allah. Because Allah says, call upon Allah alone. Do not call upon their people. The shirk, they say, oh, you don't respect the righteous people. You don't love them. You disrespect them. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فنقول لهم. Now we say to them, نحن نحب الصالحين. Yes, we love the righteous people. ونحب أولياء الله. We love أولياء الله. Those people who were righteous and pious. ونواليهم ونجلهم ونحترمهم. We follow the good that they were upon. We respect them and we love them. ولكن لا نعطيهم شيئا من حق الرب سبحانه وتعالى. ولا نعطيهم شيئا من العبادة. But yes, we love them, we respect them because they were righteous people. But we do not give them anything from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ascribe to them, alayka as-salam wa al-kazim, nor give them anything from the rights of the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Rabb. And we do not devote any of the acts of worship for them. No way. لماذا؟ لأنها ليست حقا لهم. Because this is not from their rights. It's not the right that is due to them. وَهُمْ لَا يَرْضَوْنَ بِهَذَا. And them, those people that you're calling upon them, they are not pleased with these actions of yours. Ali never pleased for people to call upon him besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor Hussein radiallahu anhu. They're not pleased with this. وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ بِأَنَّهُمْ يُدْعَوْنَ مَعَ اللَّهُ وَيُسْتَغَاثُ بِهِمْ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ. They are not pleased that they be called upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they be called upon in times of difficulty and hardship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh is going to explain to us this shubha of yours, okay? Because the shaitan, what the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, what he said, وَأَظْهَرَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ الشِّرْكَ بِاللَّهِ فِي سُورَةِ مَحَبَّةِ الصَّالِحِينَ وَأَتْبَاعِهِمْ. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, رحمه الله تعالى, he says that the shaitan introduced them to shirk. In what way? Through loving the righteous people and those who follow them. See? They commit shirk, but they said, we're doing this because we love them. When you love somebody, alhamdulillah, but you don't commit shirk because you love someone. But what the shaitan make fear seeming to them, okay, beautified the shirk to them. Call upon these people. These are not any people, okay? This is not any regular people, okay? This is the main people. These are righteous people. These are pious people. This is Ali. Yeah, it's not any man. This is Hussein. Subhanallah. You see? The Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, he says, and he clarified the shubha, because certain people, you can sit with them for hours and they still bring you from one tunnel to the other. Okay? Any light you try to turn, they turn off the switch. They want to stay in darkness. The Shaykh explained this shubha. He said, they say, إِنَّ اسْتِغَاثَتَهُمْ بِالصَّالِحِينَ وَاسْتِنْجَادَهُمْ بِهِمْ اِعْتِرَافٌ بِفَضْلِهِمْ وَإِجْلَالٌ لَهُمْ. They say that them seeking refuge with the righteous people who dead, the dead righteous men, instead of seeking refuge with Allah in times of hardship, them calling upon these people, because what led them to do this? Them recognizing their virtue. And therefore, since they know the virtue of these dead righteous men, they respect them. So calling upon them, this is how they show their respect. قَالْ هَذَا مَا زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. So this is what the shaitan has beautified for them. قال والمراد بالشيطان شيطان الجن وشيطان الإنس. Now the Sheikh, he says, now pay attention to this. He says, and when we say the shaitan beautify this for them, we mean both the shaitan of the jinn and the human being. Because there is shayateen from the human being as well. Who are them? Shayateen al-ins, ulama al-dalal, shayateen al-ins. Those scholars of the call to misguidance and to falsehood, they are the shayateen of the human being. Why? يتكلمون ويكتبون ويؤلفون في الدعوة إلى الشرك. Why? Because they speak, they write and compile books in calling people to shirk. Look, ulama أهل السنة والجماعة, they talk in their talks, in their khutab, in their classes, in their seminars, in their lectures, in their mawa'id, and in their books, those who amongst them compile books, what they do? They call to tawheed and warn against shirk. But this shayateen al-ins, the shayateen amongst the human being, ulama al-dalal, the scholars of deviation and falsehood and misguidance, they speak when they speak. They call the people too. And when they write books, calling to shirk. وَيَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ تَعْظِيمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And they do this, claiming that this is the right way. This is how you venerate and respect the righteous people. وَمِنَ الْإِعْتِرَافِ بِفَضْلِهِمْ. This is how you recognize and acknowledge what they've done to the Ummah. Yes, Imam Ahmad have done a lot of things to support the Sunnah. Right? We worship him besides Allah? No, we can't. It's not permissible. No, they said no. What they do because is acknowledgement to their efforts, their virtues. وَمُوَالَاتِهِمْ. This is how we show that we are upon that righteous path they were upon. وَأَنَّ عَدَمَ دُعَائِهِمْ وعدم الاستغاثة بهم من الجفاء في حقهم ومن بغضهم إلى آخر ما يقولون. هذا موجود في كتبهم يقول الشيخ. He says, as for, the Sheikh says, as for not calling upon them. This is what they say in their books, in their khutab, sermons, in their lectures. In their halaqat, as they love to call it. Okay? This is what they say. They say, as for those who do not call upon the righteous people, don't say, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, help me out, Hussein. In times of difficulty, they call upon Hussein instead to call upon Allah. This woman, they go to Tijani, to the grave, or in times of hardship, she say, Ya Badawi, O Badawi, instead to say, O Allah. He says, those who do not call upon these righteous men and do not seek refuge with them, because they hate them. They hate these men. They hate. That's a sign that they hate the righteous people. SubhanAllah. We don't hate Ali. We don't hate Ali, we love Ali radiallahu anhu. The same way we love the companions, all of them. But this mushrikeen, these dangerous people, shayateen al-ins, look what they teach the people in their books. They says, those who do not call upon these righteous people, they hate them. And they don't acknowledge their efforts and their righteousness. The Sheikh says, by the way, this is found in their books. This is found in their books. And by this we came to an end. Reading the explanation of this first foundation and first principle from the six principles of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. Qala Shaykh al-Islam Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, al-aslu al-thani
الأصل الثاني.
The second principle, or the second foundation from the six foundations,
أمر الله بالاجتماع في الدين ونهى عن التفرق فيه. فبين الله هذا بيانا شافيا تفهمه العوام، ونهانا أن نكون كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا قبلنا فهلكوا. وذكر أنه أمر المسلمين بالاجتماع في الدين ونهاهم عن التفرق فيه. ويزيده وضوحا ما ورد به السنة من العجب العجاب في ذلك. ثم صار الأمر إلى أن الافتراق في أصول الدين وفروعه هو العلم والفقه في الدين، وصار الاجتماع في الدين لا يقوله إلا زنديق أو مجنون.
Now the second foundation Allah has, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahmatullahi says, Allah has commanded unity, ijtima' in the religion, and has prohibited separation, at-tafarruq, in the religion. So Allah has explained this clearly and sufficiently in a manner that the common people can understand. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us to be not like those who split and differed among themselves before us, and were destroyed by this. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He commanded the Muslims to be united in the religion, and forbade them from becoming separated therein. And this is increased in clarity by what has been reported in the Sunnah of amazing affairs pertaining to that. Then the matter became overturned, such that blameworthy splitting in the foundations also, and the branches as well, the furoor of the religion was turned into the real knowledge, ilm, and understanding fiqh of the religion, and such that no one spoke of unity in the religion except that he was considered a zandiq, heretic, or majnoon, mad person. We continue on a rigid explanation after the adhan, inshallah ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم So now we began reading the explanation of the second foundation from the six foundations in this book of Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى هذا الأصل موجود في القرآن. This foundation is found in the Quran. And then the Shaykh began to bring some of the ayahs in the Quran. First he began the bringing the ayah 103 in Surah Al-Imran. قال تعالى وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. Also in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 105, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا We the Muslims, be not as those who divided themselves, their ranks, and differed among themselves. Also in Surah Al-An'am, verse 159 in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Verily those who divide their religion and break up into sects, all kinds of religious sects, you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have no concern in them in the least. Their affair is only with Allah, who then will tell them what they used to do. The Shaykh mentioned another verse, number 13 in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has ordained for you the same religion, Islamic monotheism, which He subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for Nuh, and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, saying you should establish religion. I.e. to do what it orders you to do particularly, and make no divisions in it, in the religion. Meaning do not split and divide your ranks into various religious sects. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى فلا يجوز للمسلمين أن يتفرقوا في دينهم. This is the reality. It is not permissible for the Muslims to divide in the religion. It's not permissible. Division and splitting is not permissible in Islam. We were commanded to be united. The unity that is pleasing to Allah, not the unity of the bodies, the colors, citizenship, where you're from, tribes, not. The unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَجُوزُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَنْ يَتَفَرَّقُوا بِدِينِهِمْ. It is not permissible for the Muslims to differ in the religion, to divide and become different religious sects. بَلْ يَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونُوا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً عَلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. Rather, they have to be all of them, one ummah, firm and strong, but upon tawheed, not upon color, or upon other motives, upon tawheed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 92, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Truly this means your ummah. And this religion is one religion. The Islamic monotheism is one religion. Not two or three or four or five. One religion of Islamic monotheism. And I am your Lord, therefore worship me alone. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فلا يجوز لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تتفرق في عقيدتها وفي عبادتها وفي أحكام دينها. So it is not permissible for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be divided in their creed. They have different creeds. As this is the case, there is different creeds. There is only one creed, one correct creed, aqidatu salaf, the creed of a salaf, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions. But now there is different creeds, wal'iyadu billah. It is not permissible for the ummah to differ and to split in the creed, nor in the actions of worship. Everybody pray whatever they want. They make wudu their way. Some make tayammum. Some they don't make it. Some think tayammum is not from Islam. Some make hajj in Mecca. Some make it in Bangalore, whatever it is. And some people, I don't know, look at do things their way. No. It's not permissible to differ and to split and to divide in the ibadat, in the rulings and regulations and the laws of Islam. All of us were commanded to act upon the teachings of Islam.
It's not permissible. هذا يقول حلال وهذا يقول حرام بغير دليل. لا يجوز هذا. So you find a person say this is permissible. Another guy jump in there, it's haram. No proof, nothing. There's no proof. They don't bring no proof. For those who say this is halal, they have no proof for it. Those who bring haram, no proof. قال لا شك أن قال هذا لا يجوز أبدا. This is not permissible. ولا شك أن الاختلاف من طبيعة البشر. The Sheikh says, keep in mind now, yes, being a human, we're going to differ. Not going to be on the same. We don't agree on everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, towards the end of Surah Hud, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. The ayah 118-119. But they will not cease to disagree except those on whom your Lord has bestowed His mercy. And the ulama of tafsir, they say, those who Allah's mercy for them and they were saved from division and disagreement because they follow the truth. Not because something else. They follow the haqq, that's why they're not separated. But if they go away from the haqq and everybody starts something, they will be divided, aliyadu billah. Naam, the Shaykh says, it is normal that the people, they differ. You cannot agree on everything. قال لكن هذا الاختلاف يحسم بالرجوع الكتاب والسنة. He says, but however, yes, we're human. You're going to differ with your brother, you differ with your wife, you differ with your partner, you differ. The ulama, they differ. Students of knowledge differ. But how we settle this differ, this disagreement? By turning it back to the book and the sunnah. I know. No, you differ. You may say something, I said something else. But who's right and who's wrong? Let's the Quran and the sunnah tells us who's right and who's wrong. And the one who was right, he doesn't grow arrogant. No, he's alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. He thank Allah that he was right at that moment. And the one who was wrong, he don't grow arrogant. I'm not coming here anymore. I'm going to go find other people who agree with me on falsehood. Yeah. You disagree, take it back to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. الشيخ يقول فإذا اختلفت أنا وأنت فإنه يجب علينا أن نرجع إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ صالح الفوزان, he says, if me and you we disagree, it is wajib, obligatory upon us to take that disagreement to the book and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah commanded us in Surah An-Nisa. نعم. In verse 59 in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And if you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم if you believe in Allah and in the last day. Man, this is the hell. This is the solution. We differ, we turn it to Allah, to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we be pleased with that. Be pleased with that. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أما ما يقال. After he telling us this is the right thing to do, we differ. What Allah says, okay, this is the deen of Allah. We're differing about the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah is one. There's no difference in it. It's not like there is two versions of Quran that you go, oh, which version are you looking? Nah, no such thing. There is one Quran, one religion of Allah, and it is preserved. If we differ, let's take it back to it. This is the right way. قال أما ما يقال, but as what is said, كل يبقى على مذهبه. Everybody stuck to his madhab. See, now you go talk to somebody, he's like, no, your madhab, you're Maliki, right? I'm Hanafi, man. That has nothing to do with it. This is the deen of Allah, man. وَكُلٌّ يَبْقَى عَلَىٰ عَقِيدَتِهِ. You want to talk to certain people because they go against the deen of Allah? They're like, oh, no. Everybody stick to his creed, man. Everybody has his own belief. وَالنَّاسُ أَحْرَارُ فِي أَرَائِهِمْ. And this is some du'at. They say this in their khutab classes, in their books. They say, listen, man, people are free. They're free to do whatever they want to do. يطالبون بحرية العقيدة. They want like freedom in what? In creed. Democracy in the creed. Yes. Meaning, believe whatever you want to believe, man. That's on you. Hey, leave him alone. That's it. حرية الكلمة. Freedom of speech. Say whatever you want to say. Even if that stuff, even if that statement is displeasing to Allah who created you. Subhanallah. قال هذا هو الباطل الذي نهى الله عنه فقال واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzani says this is the falsehood itself. This is falsehood itself that Allah forbade us from. When he commanded us all in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold on all of your tight to the rope of Allah, Islam, Quran, Tawheed, and do not be divided. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فيجب أن نجتمع في عرض اختلافنا على كتاب الله حتى في مسائل الفقه. He says, yes, it is incumbent upon us, it is obligatory upon us to be united. And in the times of disagreements, when we differ with one another, we turn it back to the book of Allah. Even in the matters of fiqh, the difference of jurisprudence. إِذَا اخْتَلَفْنَا فِي شَيْءٍ نَعْرِضُهُ عَلَى الْأَدِلَّةِ. Even in the matters of fiqh. If we differ, said, أخي, what is your proof? Let's bring the proofs, inshallah. The one who has proofs, we go with, inshallah ta'ala. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ لَهُ الدَّلِيلِ صِرْنَا مَعَهُ وَمَنْ أَخْتَأَ الدَّلِيلِ فَإِنَّنَا لَا نَأْخُذُ بِالْخَطَأ. So the Shaykh says, we bring it back to the Dalil. He says, whatever statements is supported by a proof, we all take it, not just some, we all. Obligatory upon us to go now, because we're not going with someone's statement, we're going with the Dalil, the proof. But if someone does not have the Dalil, and he was wrong in that, we don't follow the mistake, he says. We don't follow mistakes, we follow the Dalil. That's why you see da'wat Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, al-da'wah salafiyya, qa'ima ala al-ilm. Alayka salam wa barakatuh. Al-da'wah salafiyya is established upon knowledge. Da'wah salafiyya is not like, man, whatever I say, do it. No, this is the da'wat al-bid'iyya. The da'awat of the mubtadi'ah, the innovators, they have one man. Whatever this mawlahum said, you do it. The whole masjid, the whole tribe sometimes the whole country, like in Iran, the dullal. Whatever there, what they call him, that al-ruhi, al-za'im al-ruhi?
Ayatollah.
They call him Ayatollah. Whatever that, I was going to say some slang, no. Astaghfirullah. Whatever that guy tell them, they do it. That's it. Now this is not the case. Da'wah al-Salafiyya qa'ima ala al-Dalil. Da'wah al-Salafiyya is established upon the proof from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله إن الله جل وعلا لم يتركنا نختلف ونتفرق بدون أن يدع لنا ميزانا يبين الصحيح من الخطأ. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us to differ without putting for us a scale. That through that scale, that which is right is clearly distinct from that which wrong. No, clearly. You see, it is clear. No mixing, no ambiguity. Tawheed and shirk, they don't mix together. They're the opposite. Tawheed is clear. Sunnah and bid'ah doesn't mix together. They don't. بل وضع لنا القرآن والسنة وأمرنا بالرجوع إليهما قال فردوه إلى الله. يعني القرآن. Allah commands us to take our affairs to this that Allah has commanded us with and has legislated for us. He said, turn it to Allah. Whatever you differ, turn it to Allah, meaning to the Quran. The ulama says, meaning turn it to the book of Allah. والرسول يعني السنة. And turn it to the messenger, the ulama, they says, in his life,
the Sahaba go back to him in person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after he's dead, they don't go to his grave like the wicked Sufis do, and the ignorance who follow them upon that, they go to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah. Some they write letters, because they used to go to the grave and ask the Prophet ﷺ, the Sufis, "Oh, Messenger of Allah," and they cry. Now, alhamdulillah, the guards over there and Hay'at al-Amr bil-Ma'roof and Nahy al-Munkar and the ulama of Saudi Arabia, may Allah protect them, ameen, they put a fence, and they even pay now, subhanAllah, they have to pay soldiers to protect the people from shirk. SubhanAllah, they put people on payroll so that to protect the people from falling into shirk. People, they so consistent. Ya subhanAllah. Are you going to try to get out of that hole where you're so concerned, man, to make it deeper now? SubhanAllah, it's amazing. Now what those people that used to go and you know, whatever, put their bodies on the fence and call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and talk to him. Oh, Messenger of Allah. Now suddenly they put a fence and they far away. People, they write letters. Letters like this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who said this? The people of Al-Hay'a, those students of knowledge, they find letters. And the fence has some holes like this, you know, like 2 inches or 3 inches the diameter. That's what it's called?
Yes.
Help me out, man. So what they do? They make a little, what they call it? Okay, I don't know. They make little paper airplanes with their letters and aim. Send it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ignorance. Huh? Hassan, he said that. He saw it with his eyes. Some people like this. Little airplanes, paper planes that contains something, a message to give to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they think that if that little plane falls into by the grave beside the great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that's it, everything is, all their problems are, and they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to have tawheed, no aqeedah. La ikhwan. قَبْ رُدُّهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يعني سنة سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إني تارك فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي كتاب الله وسنتي. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I leave with you, I'm leaving with you that which if you hold on firm to, you will never go astray, you'll never be misguided after me, the book of Allah and my sunnah. The book of Allah and my sunnah. We continue inshallah ta'ala and tomorrow, as we invite all of you to attend this very important lessons and classes. Barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallahu bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheeran.